Well, we can't help today but to start in Melbourne. And overnight, at the stroke of midnight, the lights came on in pubs and bars across Melbourne. It's been 76 days, but Victoria's sixth and hopefully last lockdown has ended. There are still plenty of restrictions in place, but many business owners decided to miss out on sleep and open their doors as soon as the clock struck 12. Tiffy Z owns House of Correction Bar in Melbourne's CBD and joins us now. Tiffy, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Good morning, all Victorian. Congratulations.
What was the mood like last night, Tiffy?
Oh my God, it was so busy. On 12 dot, people start coming in and then we busy until we close. It's just incredibly, I don't know how to say it, but I'm so excited, that's why.
And what about for you as a business operator? How difficult was it to get all the preparations in place to get staff and supplies ready to go?
We're very lucky, very appreciated. So we have the same team from before. And it took us about a week to get all the venue sanitized, clean, and all stock to prepare, and also in the kitchen as well. But everyone is very excited to be open last night.
What did it feel like for you?
It feels like a new year. Like Christmas, because all the staff are very excited, and then all the customers that come in are very excited as well. So start from 12 o'clock last night, the city start get really busy.
And what about the issue of asking for proof of vaccination? How did that go overnight, Tiffy?
That's something that because before the lockdown, we always have to QR everyone already. But yesterday, we have to check everyone's certificate of two vaccine, and all our staff previously, we already say everyone have to have two vaccine to be able to work. So it do need a little bit of, we need to check into everyone's certificate to make sure it's safe and to the right laws, yeah.
And what about for patrons coming in?
We need to stick with the limit of 20 people, so we have to count every single head. But because last night was so busy, so we need to ask people to wait downstairs to get before they get a table. And we just have to follow the rules because we need to make sure all the customers safe, all the staff safe. So, but it's very excited, yeah.
And what have the last 2 years been like financially for you? Has it got really close to the wire for you a few times, Tiffy?
Oh, yeah. Last 2 years, it's very hard for us. But luckily, all our staff is the same team. But we just need to look after a lot of our staff, not only but we got the grant as well from the government, which is very helpful. And the staff got
they were getting some government assistance.
Yep. Yeah, JobKeeper as well. So, which is very helpful as well. But we need to look after all the stuff about mentally as well. So, always have to check with people that are you okay? You know, do you need any help or do you want to have a chat? You know, something like that as well. So, it's been very hard. Yeah, and we actually have to throw a lot of stocks. Food and drinks that expire, always have to check our stock as well because we do a lot of craft beer, so which they have very short of lifetime, so and food as well. So there's a lot of things to get waste, but what can you do, seriously? But we just have to try our best to, yeah, but very appreciated to all my staff and, yeah.
It's good that doors are back open. Tiffy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much and congratulations to all Victorians.
That's Tiffy Z, who owns House of Correction Bar in Inner Melbourne. Well, someone else who was opening the doors last night is hairdresser Joey Scandizzo, who opened the salon doors at midnight. Joey, what was it like last night?
Yeah, look, it was a great night to have the doors open up again. We were lucky. We ran a little competition called Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Makeover After Midnight, where we had five lucky winners win the golden ticket to come in and have their hair made over at midnight. So it was a huge success. It's hard to be up late so late at night again. I wasn't used to it due to the curfews. We're normally sort of in bed by 9, 10 o'clock at night. So to try and stay awake to start work at midnight was that was probably the hardest thing of all.
And Joey, what's it been like manning the phones at the salon over the last couple of weeks? Have you ever seen anything like it?
Look, the phones have just been going off the hook. Look, we did this last year. The salons were closed down for 12 weeks and we came back and it just went out of control. So we're sort of used to it now. We knew what to expect. But look, the salon's pretty much nearly fully booked out for the next month. It's going to be Christmas till Christmas. So something we're used to now, but it's something we just have to sort of learn to live with. But we're just hoping that this is the end of lockdowns and doesn't continue to happen anymore.
Joey, is there some nervousness from businesses about planning ahead that what if we get hit again?
I think there's always going to be nervousness. You don't know what's going to happen, but we just don't want to be planning for this again because, like, our businesses suffer from these lockdowns and, you know, you can only take so many hits until one day it's just like, geez, I just can't do this anymore. But, look, we're trying to stay positive. We've got the doors open again now. The business is going to be booming, so let's just enjoy the moment.
So you've opened again early this morning after the midnight session last night as well.
Yeah, so we haven't opened just yet. So we went home last night. We've had a bit of a snooze and we'll come back in there this morning at about 8 o'clock. The doors will open and we'll probably work till about 9, 10 o'clock tonight. We've just opened up extended hours just to allow, you know, to let the customers come in. Melbourne wants to look beautiful again, so we're doing our best to help out.
Can't argue with that. Joey, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
That's Joey Scandizzo, who opened his salon doors at midnight last night in Melbourne.